Another edition of The Square and the Round as we head into 4th of July week with Chris Kelly here on The Square. There's BB Shea.
What's going on?
How is everything going?
Everything's good. Got my red, white, and my red and blue on.
Do you celebrate?
Feeling real patriotic. I try my best. I'm going out of town this year.
Oh, where are you
going?
Which
I'm excited about. New York and Philadelphia.
Baseball?
No, concerts, man.
What concert?
See some Tyler Childers.
I don't know him.
He is a country artist.
Unfamiliar.
I'm going to see him in New York on July 3rd.
Okay.
And then the following night, July 4th, I'm going to see Justin Timberlake.
I'm familiar with him?
Yes.
I know Justin Timberlake.
I'm going to see him in Hershey, the same place where Wilt allegedly scored 100 points.
Which you don't believe.
Yes.
Wilt Chamberlain scoring 100, which there is no evidence except him holding a little piece of paper saying 100. That's all there was to it.
So other than that, I'm going to be spending time with family, so I'm excited. What are you doing anything for the 4th? What you got
nothing
going
really
on?
Special. Well, we're going to the lake on the 4th of July. My wife's cousin, they have a place at the lake, and we go there a lot of times. I'm sure they'll grill up hot dogs and hamburgers, and I won't eat them.
I got you. What are you going to eat? Salad?
Salad. I take a salad with me.
Gotcha.
You know how I do.
Red, white, and green, baby.
That's right, baby. Always.
I love it.
I celebrated smugness.
Yeah. Oh,
that's what,
man.
And I'll judge everybody else for eating the burgers and the hot dogs.
Are you going to do this forever? Like,
it's so ingrained in me now. Yeah. It's like, I don't want the hot dog or the hamburger. You know?
You've done that coming.
I guess. That's really weird, though.
Yeah.
I'll eat some watermelon, a fruit salad.
Okay.
I'll watch a baseball game.
Okay.
I'll be glad to do that. Although baseball, really, if you don't have a hot dog at baseball, last week we talked about your 9-9-9 challenge.
Yes.
Nine hot dogs, nine innings, nine beers in nine innings of a baseball game. If you don't have a hot dog at a baseball game, it's not
the same. Yeah,
no, it's not the same. Exactly. What do you put on the hot dog? What do you do?
I'm recently a mustard chili slaw, but I do just like a ketchup and mustard dog.
Yeah, that's right. Ketchup and mustard.
Yeah,
I never like ketchup. I mean, people like it. I think I told you that.
Yeah,
I am not a ketchup person on a hot dog, but a lot of
people are hardos about their toppings on a hot dog.
They really are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But people love like Chicago dogs. I'm not a big fan of a whole pickle spear on a hot dog or a tomato.
I wouldn't
want that.
That's
weird to me.
I've never had that. Wouldn't want it.
Yeah.
But people swear by Chicago dogs.
Like my dad is a huge Chicago dog fan. Loves them.
But not from that area.
No, not at all. Just loves them. Yeah.
When did he find that out?
I have no clue.
And is the hot dog, is the weenie just like a regular hot dog?
Just a regular weenie.
It's not a kielbasa?
No, just a regular dog with, I think it's pickles, tomato, and something else, celery salt maybe?
See, a celery salt.
Celery salt, yeah.
That's a thing.
I don't know, not into it.
I'm not into it either. I never cared. I like Chicago pizza, though. Deep dish?
Ooh.
Like a deep dish?
No, it's too much, man. It's too much. Yeah, I know that's
weird. You've never said that before in your life. You've never said that once in your life.
But, like, it's too much. I'm good for, like, a half a slice, and I don't want it anymore.
It's like a lasagna on
a
pizza.
Yes, it's too much.
I've had it in Chicago one time. I thought it was great.
It tastes good.
Yeah.
It takes too long to make.
Yeah, it takes a long time.
And it's too much food. Too dense.
I've never heard you say that. This is food related. Let me ask you this. I was reading recently etiquette rules that now it says people are over these etiquette rules, and one of them has to do with food. Not taking the last piece of food on a platter. If it's out there, you know, one brownie is left. And they'll say, oh, you have that brownie. And everybody's, no.
So I need somebody to take it.
Yeah.
I need somebody to take it because I will. If too much time passes, I will take it and I won't feel bad about it.
Usually it winds up being wasted. It goes right back to the kitchen because no one will take.
I'd be more mad if it was wasted than if I didn't get it.
After people say, no, I'll finally say, all right, I'll have it. You know, okay, that's it. What about when you order your food? We've probably talked about this at a big table, and yours comes out first. Yeah. You want to go ahead and eat, or can you wait?
You know
I wait.
You know what's really weird? We never waited. My entire life, I never waited. I got to college and started eating with my friends. They all wait.
Yeah.
And now I wait.
Yeah, I'm a wait.
I'm a wait now. I don't know why.
I guess I grew up that way. We were taught it was polite to wait till everybody has their food. But others just like eat. And then most people say, eat, go ahead.
And I'm cool. And like, it doesn't bother me at all. Like, eat if you want. I don't care.
How about this etiquette? If I have a piece of food stuck in my teeth, a piece of spinach, because I'm the only one between the two of us that eats spinach.
Yeah.
Let's say I have a piece of salad stuck in my teeth. Do you tell me, or if my zipper's down, do you tell me immediately, or do you wait for me to discover it on my own?
I tell you.
Yes.
But here's my thing.
Mm-hmm.
If you get told, don't act weird. That's the one thing that happens. When I tell somebody they've got something on their face or there's something in their teeth, I was saving it for later. Just say, thank you. Appreciate it. I don't act weird about
saving
it. I don't
for
know.
Later.
I'm trying to help you out.
Yeah.
Just say, okay, cool. Thanks for letting me know and take care of it.
Yeah, that saving it for later thing.
Yeah. The joke's dead. Just wipe it off your face and move on.
That is an old joke. That has been said for a million years. That's like working harder, hardly working.
Absolutely, yeah.
God, the first time I heard that, I was working at Henry James Barbecue, and a guy came in and said to somebody standing beside me, "Well, you working hard or hardly working?" And I was like, "Oh my God, that is incredible." I love that joke.
Is a good one.
But now I've heard it a million times.
And it's like it's over with.
Played.
Absolutely.
It's done.
Yeah.
Another one. I was told I had a radio job at one time. Okay. Mm-hmm. Still do.
Yeah.
And I was told when I was about 17, you've got a face for radio. Oh my God. But now
it just keeps getting better. Yeah,
I've heard it a lot of times now. Oh, you've got a face for radio.
Do you still hear it to this day?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that's kind of a...
And I was given the advice once to either, now when it's said, and I've heard it at least 100 times, now if somebody tells you got a face for radio, you either laugh uncontrollably or start crying.
I like that. I love that.
Like, let a tear, if you can get a tear, like think about something really sad and get a tear...
You serious?
Just coming in, you're saying I have a face.
That's supposed to mean.
What does that mean? Yeah. Are you saying I'm unattractive? Yeah. And then the person, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't. Yes, I've heard that for many.
We gotta start coming up with new jokes, man. These old jokes are way too played out.
I've heard a lot for PETA. It stands for people eating tasty animals.
Yeah, yeah.
The first time I heard it, I was like, yes.
Yeah.
And then you use it, and then after a while you realize, oh, everybody is saying that.
And then for Ford, it's like what? Found on Roadside Daily.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Fiat is fix it again,
fix
Tony.
Fix it again, Tony.
The first time I heard it, I died. What?
I loved it.
Here's another piece that I know you'll be happy about this. Yeah. So this etiquette rules that people are getting rid of. Sending thank you notes to people who attended a loved one's funeral or sent flowers or donations. Like recently, in fact, a friend of ours, mom died.
Yeah.
So we did a donation and I got a thank you note from my friend and his sister. Okay. But now people are saying, don't make them do that. It's a gesture they have to spend a ton of time on when they're at their lowest.
They should just be grieving.
They just lost a loved one.
I get that, but at the same time, when it's something like that, like a death, I want people to know how much I appreciate them reaching out, because it's so easy to not.
Yeah.
And you know, I feel like it's good to let them, hey, I really appreciate you doing that. You didn't have to.
Yeah.
Means a lot to me.
When my parents passed, I spent a lot of time, you know, a week later, sitting down for a couple hours in one session, a couple hours in another session, writing. And I tried to make them like heartfelt, not just repeating the same thing over and over.
But I think a phone call would suffice. I would think even more than a handwritten letter.
Well, you always, you're on phone call or text person over.
Yeah. Because I think that phone calls have become such an old, outdated thing now that I think a phone call could replace a handwritten letter.
Maybe you're right.
Taking time to go like, hey, man, what's up? Hey, I really appreciate you doing that. That means a lot to me.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. And keep it short. I just wanted to say thank you.
That's easier than writing a note.
Yeah, absolutely.
But did you hear about the, I thought this was impressive, the recent high school graduate, I forget where he was, but he's 18. I think it was Massachusetts or Michigan. Anyhow, he wanted to be unique. So he was the valedictorian. He was giving the speech. And at the end of the speech, he said, I want to communicate with every one of you personally. He had 181 classmates that were graduating with him. And he said, reach under your seats. Taped to the bottom of the seat is a personal note for each of you. So he had taken 10 hours and written a personal note to every single one of the graduates. Then he got to the graduation ceremony 90 minutes early and taped them under everybody's seat, knowing where they would be sitting. How about that?
That's amazing.
Incredible.
That's amazing.
And he knew, he had gotten to know for years all the students, so he knew to say, and everybody, they compared, they were all different.
See, that's the tough thing. I mean, what, 180 people, that's still tough.
Took like, him 10 hours.
How many people do you have in your graduating
222.
Class? I had like 550.
Did you really?
Yes. Like,
you'd never know all of them.
Absolutely not. That
I
would
didn't
be
know all
ridiculous.
Of mine. Was,
yeah.
Of the 222, by sight, I probably knew 150, but to really know them, to write a nice note, 50, you know, 75, maybe.
And most everything else would just be speculation. Hey, I heard you did this one time.
Or, just a generic good luck to you.
Yeah,
that
absolutely.
Kind of stuff.
Which would still mean a lot.
I was impressed.
That's very impressive, especially for a kid now.
And
to
he
do
gave
that.
The speech.
Yeah.
All of that. You know, and well, I saw another high school graduation speaker. Boy, this was something. This was a few weeks ago. He was the valedictorian and spoke at the high school graduation. His father had died, and he went from the funeral directly to the graduation and didn't tell anybody. At the end of the speech, he just basically said, I wanted to let everyone know. And it was the end of the speech. He's like, I know my father was very proud, and he had his funeral this morning. So, holy cow. Wow. None of the students knew. None of them. That's tough. And he gave the whole speech. It's impressive. It really is.
Stuff like this makes me have hope for the new generation.
Maybe so.
It does. Little things like that.
You know, you see a lot of bad things about always. Like every generation that's young, you see, oh, they're lazy. They do this. They did that. Probably all right. You know, my son. God. Did I tell you, he's working Jersey Mike's.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And the other day, he goes to the gym with me. And lately he's been doing less of it because, he's working.
He's working,
more.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's just fine. I don't mind that. Yeah. But the other day we went to the gym, he worked out, and then he went to his job and he had to work for, turned out to be 8 hours. They were going to use him for 5 and they extended him for 8 hours. So he goes to the gym from like 9 to 10 and then he works, noon to 8 at Jersey Mike's. Okay. It's
wow.
A long day.
Yeah.
It's a long
good
day.
For him.
Well, yeah. He comes home, he's dead tired.
Yeah.
Okay. And I said, I can tell you're tired, whatever. And he goes, can you imagine working an 8-hour day and going to the gym? And I was like, huh, what must that be like?
I had no idea.
And he's like, I don't know. And I said, this is the next 45 years of your life.
Get used to it, pal.
Right. This is it. This is the next, he's 19.
Yeah.
And I think it's dawning on him. Crap.
It's going to suck.
That
dude.
Does suck.
Yeah, it does suck.
When you realize, the last summer is over.
Yeah.
And summer now just means the weather gets hotter.
Absolutely. Yes.
That stinks. Boy, you got that student schedule when
you
have the summer.
Oh, yeah. And it's going to be even worse when he gets out of college, too.
Oh, that's it.
Yeah.
He's got 2 summers
like,
left.
Knowing
that's it.
That you'll, it's a weird relieving feeling knowing that you'll never have to go to class again. But at the same time, like all that irresponsibility, that's out the window.
But you
now.
Work so hard to get done with college, and then you get done with college and you go to work.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, this is work.
This is life now.
You know, now it's every day. Yeah. It's not a. You get summers off and 4 weeks at Christmas and all that kind of thing.
Yeah.
How about this for social etiquette rules that people are now done with? People expecting an immediate text back, call back, email back. You text me out of the blue, I'm supposed to text you back immediately. People are saying no to that. You know, you texted me. I'll get to you when I get to you.
I really don't expect much from people as far as response goes. Yeah. I mean, and that goes for anybody.
It doesn't
bother
me when somebody doesn't text me back immediately. You know, I agree.
I try to just, for myself, text back as quickly as possible.
You do.
Yeah, just for me, just because I know, I got back to you,
even if
it's not warranted, so.
I don't like having, the little red number on my phone, you know.
Neither do I.
I
want to
get that done.
Yeah.
I hate that. I hate having unwatched shows on the DVR, you know. I can't stand that stuff.
See, that's something. Okay, how often do you record stuff?
Constantly.
Really? What are you recording?
Well, you know, we have a YouTube TV.
Yeah.
You have that?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so if I'm, I was watching college baseball, and North Carolina was playing. The Tar Heels were playing. And they're in a good game, and I'm like, I've got to get up and leave it. So I hit record this game so I can watch it later.
Yeah.
And then it said, do you want to record all the college baseball games? I was like, yeah, I do, because it doesn't take up any space. The hard drive is now, in the cloud. So I was like, yeah, just get
it. But I mean, why can't you just go online and watch the highlights?
I don't want to watch the entire highlights. Yeah, I do. I'm one of the very rare people who will. If I'm not home during an NFL, I'm a Broncos fan.
Yeah.
If they're playing at 4 o'clock on TV and they're good.
Yeah.
And I want to see the game. They're playing, I don't know, the Chiefs.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a good game. I will do whatever I have to do. Not look at my phone. Not check a score. Come home and watch the game.
That's tough, man.
No, no.
I would much rather just waking up and seeing the score is fine to me.
Oh, really?
You're just looking on my phone and maybe watching some highlights later.
No, I prefer. I will do that. I don't want the high. I want to watch the game. And here's what's so great about that with football or whatever. Game lasts 3 hours. I can watch it in an hour and 40 minutes.
That's a good point.
Because commercials are gone.
Yeah.
Any injuries, any timeouts, 2-minute warning, halftime, all gone.
But I'm more of a watch it then type.
I
feel like if it's not happening right then, it's kind of doesn't matter at that point.
Well, I don't. I will time shift stuff.
Yeah.
My wife and I record Jeopardy every night. We play the game in 20 minutes.
See, I guess that would be fun.
Here's another one
to do. Yeah.
We talked about last week, we were talking about television shows, Modern Family, whatever it might be. Now, this is weird. I record every Friends, every Modern Family, all these shows. When I get home, I just watch one that I like. Now, of course, they're already on
Netflix.
Hulu or Netflix. But I don't ever dial that up. I just turn on YouTube TV. It's different.
Is it?
To me, it is. Here's why. Because like when the football games are on Amazon.
Yeah.
Okay. You go into the Amazon app. You're watching the live game. Well, you can't just flip around channels. You've got to back out of that. Go over to something else. You know
yeah.
what I mean? It's not as easy. Like if the game's on NBC, you flip over to CBS, see the baseball game.
Yeah.
But if you're on Amazon, you have to exit out yeah. of the app. So it's not the same. You know what I mean? So I watch it and I forward through commercials.
You put on like an episode of Friends on YouTube TV.
Yes.
And then you'll scroll channels and then come back to it.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Yeah, I can do that. Or forward through the commercials.
The sports I get, that doesn't make sense to me.
I record everything. But I mean, if you didn't have whatever Friends on Netflix, that's how you have to. I've got every Law and Order. I go pick a Law and Order and watch it.
Because it's an unlimited amount of space, right?
It is. For a year or 9 months. You know, they keep it on the cloud.
Yeah.
But what you do with that is you say, I want Law and Order every time it's on, every channel it's on, and it never goes away because they keep coming on over and over and over again. You know, it's like it'll say, this episode of Law and Order will be saved for 9 months. Well, 3 weeks later, they air it again. It catches it again. It's another 9 months.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I know.
I do a lot.
I mean,
of that.
That just doesn't make sense to me.
Well, what do you do? What do you watch?
I'm just watching on Netflix or whatever. Just watch it on
What like, shows do you watch?
Let's see. I'll watch like MasterChef, right?
Okay. What channel is that on?
It's on Hulu. Fox, whatever.
Okay,
yeah.
Right. But it's on Fox.
Yeah.
I would always get it on Fox and then watch it. I'd never go to Hulu.
But it would go, like, that's the thing. It's like, if it airs on Fox, it airs on Hulu the next day.
Right.
So you just go there and watch it.
Yeah, I always record. I don't know why.
That's interesting.
I really don't
know.
And sports I do all the time. Yeah. Nobody understands that. But I do.
I get that more than the shows.
Well, I go to bed very early. So if I want to watch Sunday Night Football, I'll watch it Monday afternoon without knowing who won.
Yeah.
I mean, I can do that.
Okay.
And I'm also not married to the phone. So I don't get updates constantly on who won this and who won that.
I don't either. Like,
I
you
never
know,
see that.
As a Yankee fan, I don't like I just okay, they're winning now. Okay, cool. They're winning now. Cool.
Perfect example. When the Red Sox, who I'm a fan of, are good, I'll get MLB where you can see every game.
Yeah.
Game start at 7:30. I'll watch the first three innings, go to bed. The next day, I don't know who's won. No one will tell me who's won. I'm not pressed to check the score. Get home at 1:00, flip it on, watch the last five innings. I have no problem doing that.
Okay.
Other people do. They don't like that. They'd rather see the score. Knowing the game's already over.
Yeah. Like I said, I think it's just about the moment for me.
Yeah. I time shift it.
You know.
I have no problem time shifting it.
Okay.
2 years ago, Chiefs-Eagles Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Okay. Watch the first half. I go to bed early.
Yeah.
Now it's, I didn't have the party that year because our kitchen had exploded. Remember that? There was no party.
That's right.
I watched it until halftime. I didn't care one thing about the halftime act. Halftime came, it was 8:30, turned it off, next morning, woke up, watched the last two quarters of the game, forwarded through the long halftime without knowing who won the Super Bowl.
Did you wake before you went to work, you did?
Mm-hmm. I got up an hour early and watched it in an hour, which usually takes, for the Super Bowl, 2 hours and 15 minutes, and
Good
I watched the whole,
God.
How about that? Because I needed to know.
Yeah, well, obviously, you were going to figure out regardless.
Well, immediately, so I just put the phone to the side, didn't look at it, flipped it on the next day. Like, resumed where I was watching, forwarded through halftime, forwarded through all the commercials, which is, you know, because Super Bowl's a long time.
No, it's a production.
Watched it.
You wouldn't have been like, okay, just, Chiefs won.
I'm not
won,
that drawn
you know.
To it.
Okay,
no.
That's fair.
Well,
okay.
I wanted to see it. I wanted to see it unfold.
Yeah, I got you.
You know?
That way you could speak on, I saw the, but the.
Well, I mean, I like to see the drama of it. And the drama is still there even when it's already happened.
True.
Because I didn't know it had happened. This is America's birthday week.
Yeah.
I loved your suggestion.
Yeah.
Five greatest Americans all time.
Yes.
Give them to me. What's your
number
five?
One for me? Number five for me. I feel like I needed to have something a little bit current because when you speak about great Americans, it's typically people who back in the olden times. You
That's
know
what I mean? All old guys.
Yeah, old.
They're
old
all
guys.
Dead.
Okay. Yes.
They're all dead.
I got one living person, Joey Chestnut. Not.
Jesus Christ. God Almighty.
Do you want to end it right now?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't want to. Hold on. Let me look at my list. Thomas Jefferson.
Okay, well, I mean,
Martin Luther King.
Let's get there. We're gonna get there.
You're putting Joey Chestnut.
I gotta
the hot dog guy. Jesus,
yeah.
Now, make your case.
He's one of my American heroes. He comes in every year.
Oh my God.
His body on the line for America on America's birthday, eating hot dogs. What's more American than eating hot dogs?
Signing the Declaration of Independence?
We're going to get there. Give me a second.
Yeah.
And Joey Chestnut, man, he fought a dude on stage trying to protest. He goes, no, this is my moment. We're eating hot dogs. And then they cut him off. He's a real American hero.
Unbelievable.
Real American
Let's
hero.
Let's see who's number five for me. Pee Wee Herman. No. God. Mike Tyson.
Hulk Hogan,
no,
maybe?
These are not the, no. Okay, I'll give you one that's not a politician. Walt Disney, number five. Created Disney World, wanted a place where families could go and enjoy. By the way, talking hot dogs, I've just read this factoid. The trash cans at Disney World and Disneyland are exactly 30 paces apart because that's how many steps it took Walt Disney to eat a hot dog.
Are you serious?
That's what they said. Yeah.
That's down to a science?
He said it took him about 30 steps to eat a hot dog so he could throw the wrapper away.
Now, listen, you split hairs with me on Joey Chet. Wasn't Walt Disney a Nazi?
I don't know about that. It's possible.
Okay.
It's possible.
Like,
if he's a Nazi, I'll withdraw.
Joey Chestnut is definitely not a Nazi.
Okay, if that's proven, I'll withdraw.
Okay. I don't know if it's proven. I've heard it about
okay,
it. I mean,
I've had it on the borderline. If he's Nazi, I'll take him off.
Okay.
And put on, Hamilton. I love Hamilton.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll take Hamilton.
Okay. Well, I'll let you leave Walt Disney.
Have you seen the musical Hamilton?
I have not.
Phenomenal.
It's coming here.
Phenomenal.
It's coming here locally soon. I think I might check it out.
You know what I would do if I were you? I would watch that version on
Disney Plus.
Disney Plus.
Yeah,
first.
I heard it's amazing.
Good God.
I'm not a big musical guy.
I'm not either.
Musicals are tough.
I'm not either. That's the best one I have ever seen. And okay. Listen, when I think of George Washington now, or Alexander Hamilton, I think of young black men.
The black guys.
Whenever I see, of course, I showed my son that. It was 2 hours in. He was like, wait, that's George Washington? Yes. I do. I think of now Alexander Hamilton as a young, strapping Hispanic man.
Okay.
I do, always.
Okay.
All right, who's your number four?
Number four, Jackie Robinson.
Great choice, set up
a legacy for sports that we know today. I mean, you know, imagine sports without black people. It would be terrible.
Absolutely right.
And, Jackie, civil rights guy, just love it. Yeah.
Speaking of which, I'll go Martin Luther King at number four.
He's my number two.
Well, there you go.
He's my number two. Yeah.
Again. And throw Rosa Parks in there, you know, phenomenal.
Anybody who stands on the rights for other people and put their life on the line for the rights of other people is truly American.
Absolutely.
And
enough
can't be said about Martin Luther King.
Who's your number three?
Number three for me, Benjamin Franklin.
I got him on there.
Yeah.
He's my number one.
Okay, fair.
He's my number one. Listen to what he's done. My God. Writer, scientist, inventor, statesman, diplomat, printer, publisher, political philosophy.
If you go and like Google the stuff that like public libraries, that was him. Public hospitals,
all
that
him.
Was him.
It's all
street
him.
Lights, that was him. Like these are just, you know, thing. I mean, like it's never ending, the list of stuff that he's done it all.
In
such a short life. I mean, what was it, like 70 or 80 when he died?
It's incredible.
Like, just an amazing person. So
three, George Washington, G-Dub.
He's my number one. I mean,
great choice.
Freedom.
Say no more.
He could have been king.
Yeah.
But he said no.
Said no to it.
I want to put it into the hands of the people.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Jefferson right there, too.
To have that frame of mind.
Incredible.
And
thank God for the founding fathers.
Absolutely.
If they woke up today and saw this mess we're in, they'd probably go, what on God's earth have you done
absolutely.
With what we created?
Yes.
They would be like, what is this?
You know? And, you know, people will probably hear, like, so this person was about, look, everybody's got their faults.
Yeah.
You know, but like, he set up the country that we are.
He did.
And
fought for it.
Did an amazing job.
And said, I don't want to be the king.
Absolutely.
Just fought to be away from this king.
It's
incredible.
Do something new.
It's incredible. Lincoln? You got a Lincoln on there?
I don't have Lincoln on there. No.
You can put Lincoln in there.
Love Lincoln. Don't get me wrong. But
Lincoln's my number two.
I put Joey Chestnut instead. So.
Let's end this.
I know.
Let's end this.
At the end.
That's it. I'm going to let that resonate here on the 4th. As we approach the 4th of July.
All respect to Lincoln, you know.
Yeah, but he only freed the slaves. He didn't eat 64 hot dogs on a Saturday afternoon.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, you're right. That's a great point.
Yeah.
I'd take Kobayashi over. I don't know if he is American. That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
They'll take our award back.
That's an
award-winning podcast.
Yeah, I know.
Take it back. That's it. Yeah. Have a great 4th, the square and the round.